What is your full name and date of birth?
My name is Mary Grace Ahrens, and my date of birth is December 20th, 2001.
Do you give consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project?
I do give consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project.
Awesome. Can you state the date and time for me?
The time is 5:05 p.m. and the date is September 20th, 2020.
Okay. So when was the first time that you heard about or talked about COVID-19?
So the first time I heard about COVID-19, I was at boarding school, and a lot of international students from China were worried. I remember the American students all thinking that it would never come to the United States.
Yeah. When was the first time you got worried about COVID-19?
The first time I got worried about it, I was on spring break in the Bahamas with my mom and my friend, and we had just heard that the first case had come to Florida, and that was worrying. And then the next day, a case had been discovered in my city, so we decided to come back quickly because we were worried that the U.S. borders would close.
Yeah, that sounds scary. Do you have any grandparents or older family members?
Yes, I have a grandma that lives close by to me.
And how did she and the other older people in your life adapt to living with the threat of COVID?
My grandmother was very scared. She rarely left her house, and we had all of her groceries delivered to her. A couple of weeks ago, someone in her retirement community started running around and spitting on people and saying she had coronavirus. My grandmother was terrified to even go outside to take a morning walk, so she wanted to carry a bat on her morning walks to protect herself, but we convinced her to carry just a cane instead. She's, like, terrified of catching the virus.
Wow. Did the pandemic ever make you worried or anxious?
Not really, because I was lucky enough to be able to stay home with my mom, and my mom started working from home. We only went to Publix to get groceries, and we also had a lot of free time to dedicate to self-care. Like, we bought kayaks and started kayaking a lot around where I live. It was a good way to relieve stress.
Yeah. What was the largest change that you experienced in your day-to-day life?
So, coming home from boarding school, I hadn't spent much time with my family. It was kind of a shock to suddenly have that much time at home. But I also couldn't see my dad because he's a pulmonologist, and he would have been the first one exposed, and we were afraid of infecting my grandmother.
Makes sense. What was your favorite thing or tradition that came out of quarantine?
So over quarantine, I got to foster 6 kittens. It was fun, and it was a way to help the world when everything felt so chaotic. I also went on an RV trip with my mom and my friend because we had planned so many trips that summer that were all canceled. So we decided to stay away from people, go in the RV, and travel all around Florida for a week. It was a good way to adventure without the risks of being near other people and that weren't in my pod.
Yeah. So what were your thoughts on the local response where you were?
I don't think Florida did a very good job responding, especially since a lot of our population is older and therefore more vulnerable. Since it was near spring break when everything went crazy, the beaches started to close and to stop spring breakers from partying. But the first beaches in Miami closed, and then all the spring breakers went north to the next open beaches, and then those closed, and then the pattern continued. So I was worried about a lot of young people coming up to my town in Central Florida and spreading the virus.
Yeah. Did you go anywhere else during the pandemic?
I did. I went to New York State for a month. I stayed with my friend and I quarantined before seeing anyone. That first, New York and places were like New York City and New Rochelle had the big numbers of coronavirus, but by the time I went there, Florida was much worse.
How was the response there different to what you're used to in Florida?
People were taking it way more seriously there, I think. I never saw anyone go out to eat or have large gatherings. I stayed in my pod and we did stuff, but only in our small group. We had fun together and went to upstate New York and even had a fake prom, which we called MORP, which is prom backwards.
Wow. What did you wish you didn't miss out on due to COVID-19?
So my school has a beautiful graduation tradition normally, and I had looked forward to it for 3 years. There was a virtual ceremony, but it just wasn't the same. It made me sad. We were supposed to come back in a year now to have a graduation celebration, but I'm not sure how many people will come back for that, especially since everyone is spread out all over the world, and we will have finished a year of college by then. I also missed going to Greece for my first semester of college through Northeastern's NUN program, and I'd been very excited about doing that. I also made a bunch of plans to travel throughout Europe and visit my friends in Germany, Sweden, and Spain. I'm hoping to be able to do that once all of the craziness stops.
Yeah. Was there any difference that you've heard of in the responses from students in other countries?
I haven't talked to my friends a lot about that, but I do know in Sweden, masks aren't as common, and if you do wear a mask, you're looked at the same way that here people look at somebody who's not wearing a mask.
Wow. Well, thank you for the interview.
Thank you.